Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A spacecraft probe of Jupiter is revealing amazing information that is evidence of God's plan for the future. That's the headline. Dr. Don DeYoung will join me to explain this Jupiter probe and when God actually created planets in our universe.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There's a probe going on right now, the Juno mission. Actually going to be driven right into the planet itself at the end of its mission. All kinds of new discoveries.
Yes, Jupiter is the largest planet of all. And after 7 years, this Juno probe has reached it. The pictures that they are returning to the Earth are amazing, showing the weather activity going on Jupiter. Swirls of gas, actually hurricanes the size of our whole country, and winds 400 miles per hour, greater than anything on Earth. And this churning motion of Jupiter's atmosphere seems to be thousands of miles deep into its structure. Just dynamic motion going on. And some of these pictures are even showing these swirls, just probably due to the physics behind them, are gathering into shapes. At one pole, there are like six hurricanes in kind of a hexagon. At the South Pole, it's a different kind of category. Of course, following the laws that God has established, even if we don't understand them very well.
I knew that Jupiter was the largest planet. I did not realize that it's about 1,300 times larger than Earth. In other words, you could take Earth, the planet of Earth we live on, and put it 1,300 of them in Jupiter. Where did the planets come from? I know on the fourth day, God created the lesser light and the stronger light, the sun and the moon. Talk to me about planets and help us to understand when they came into God's plan of creation.
Well, I would suggest, Jimmy, that all the planets also appeared supernaturally on day number four. Genesis 1:16 mentions the sun, moon, and stars. And really, the word star is a light in the sky, so certainly the stars were made. But I would also include there the planet, the comets, the asteroids, all the other physical objects that were put in space. To me, day four is when the heavens are filled.
Don DeYoung with a report on the Jupiter probe and when God brought planets into existence in our universe. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Dr. Don DeYoung is an astronomer and scientist and also a student of God's Word, the Bible. As the Bible tells us, Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. That's Revelation chapter 1 and verse 11. This verse actually means that Jesus was the Creator, also found in Colossians 1:16, and he reveals the end of times as well in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 19. We must take the Bible literally to understand the Lord's part in creation and how the end of times will be played out. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...